NBC Newsline Extra, It Can Happen Anywhere, Part 2. Though she had read news reports from across the country and seen various TV programs about child sexual abuse, a Chicago woman we'll call Jane wasn't prepared for what happened when she picked up her daughter from preschool one day last spring.
I observed one of the employees at the daycare center tickling her. She was saying, "No, leave me alone, don't touch me." I asked her where he tickled her, and she named a lot of normal places like her arm, her leg. And then I asked her, "Does he tickle you anywhere else?" And she said, "Yes, Mommy, my vagina."
Jane wanted to believe her daughter's story, but the director of her daycare center did not.
She made statements to me like perhaps one of the older children was playing doctor with her and she got confused. They also tried to tell me that we had been flooding our child with too much sex education at home, and that's why she was making allegations like this.
Jane couldn't decide whether it was worse to catch her child in a lie or to find she was telling the truth. Finally, she decided the story was true.
4-year-old children don't fantasize about this kind of thing. When my child fantasizes, she fantasizes about dragons and about ghosts. She doesn't fantasize about a teacher sticking a needle in her vagina.
In my next report, Jane will share the things she wishes she'd done to try to prevent this nightmare. Marge Halperin, NBC News.